The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 27th of July, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Why not go to the number one hospital in the whole region here? That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
Okay, so if people are wondering what was happening this morning, we have no idea. I was here last night on a Skype Zoom meeting till 8:15.
Oh, Lord.
It was only started at 6:30. So everything was working when I walked out. Everything was working perfectly. And yet this morning, somehow during the night,
everything fell apart.
Electricity, I think, was cut off.
I think you're probably right.
You know, somewhere we had a cut on electricity, and I don't know if it's because they were working on something, because they're trying to put in new air conditioners at the other end of the building. Mm-hmm. But when you come on and the alarm is, you know, beeping, it means they've had there's been a cut. Anyway, so we couldn't, you know, so the news, we had run a national news on just on AM. And it's the strangest thing because it was just the internet going to the FM and right here into the offices.
Yeah.
And then it just came back on. Weird. What can I say? It's electrical.
It's technology.
It's electrical. Can't see it. I mean, okay. Hey, what national day is it?
Today is National... I don't know how to say this. National Korean War Veterans Armistice Day.
Yes.
Armistice?
Yeah, that's when they signed the armistice that stopped the
conflict.
The fighting.
Or like the
fighting. The conflict's still going on there.
Well, yeah.
But
the Forgotten War.
Yeah, the Forgotten War. Something like 60,000 men and women.
Wow.
From the United States died there over 3 years. I've read a couple of really good books lately. You know, but like with the 1st Marine Division, having to fight its way, from the Chosin Reservoir, and trying to describe how cold it was for those Marines and soldiers, it's difficult to say how cold it was, and guys walking around with their toes in their pockets because they'd fallen off.
Lord!
Oh yeah! And then having to fight their way through something like 7 communist Chinese divisions to get back to the coast.
Yeah.
Into a perimeter there. Unbelievable. Anyway, today is Armistice Day for the Korean War. It's also Wednesday. We know what day that is.
It's hump day.
It's hump day. Good. Okay. You have the weather?
I do have the weather, yes.
Okay. I got it, Tay. You do it, but I have it just in case.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, so today we have a high of 107. Tonight, a low of 74. Thursday, we have a high of 113. We do have an excessive heat. Right.
Wait. It keeps going up.
I saw 114 on my phone this morning for Thursday.
Ooh.
Anyways, Thursday night, a low of 76. Friday, high of 112. There is an excessive heat warning running Thursday through Friday night. Friday night is a low of 77. Saturday, high of 109. Saturday night, low of 77. Sunday, high of 105. It's hot. Next Tuesday, a high near 99.
Whoa.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, next week it's going to get into the 90s.
Yeah,
okay,
nice.
The cooling centers. We're going to talk about cooling centers at some point in the show for people that need that. But the Reading Library is now opened, and it's going to stay open, I think, till 9 o'clock at night, all during the day and through 9 o'clock at night, Reading Library, for people who need to get out of the heat. So I imagine there'll be a number of street Denizens that'll be in there when it's this hot. And Good News Rescue Mission's another place. There's a number of other cooling centers for people they're having problems with electricity or your air conditioner and all that. So what did you do last night?
I made a song. I haven't, like, produced anything in a while, so that was nice. I had sushi. Got myself some sushi.
Sushi.
Yeah.
You know what we call that in Texas?
What do you call it in Texas?
Bait.
Bait? Oh, bait. Have you ever had sushi?
I can't believe you. I cannot believe you asked me that question.
I mean...
Wait, is it because... Well, I mean, why would you...
Have you had sushi?
I'm over the age of 50.
Carl, have you had sushi?
I've had sushi.
Okay, good.
I've had sushi in Japan.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah. I've had sushi... I actually had sushi in Zagreb, Croatia. And I would never recommend it.
It doesn't.
There's only one food that's worse than sushi in Zagreb, Croatia.
What is it?
Mexican food.
Oh.
You get Doritos, you know, instead, you know, chips for the salsa. They give you just a hint, they give you Doritos.
I can imagine.
And the Mexican food does not. If somebody truly could open a Mexican food restaurant in Zagreb, Croatia, it'd be a millionaire in a year.
Anyway, I can imagine.
Yes, I have eaten sushi.
Well, that's good.
I enjoy sushi.
That's great.
What do you? Are you into the sashimi?
I'm not a huge sashimi fan, only because, like, I kind of need mine doctored a little bit. I don't like the feeling of, like, the fish. I can't do that.
So you're in the bait now.
I guess so. But no, I can't do sushi when it's just raw fish. Like, I might as well just be pulling a fish out of the water and biting it.
Well, I just want everybody to know that I'm the station will still be here for another few days since I did not win the lotto last night.
Did someone win?
No one won.
Oh.
Now it's up to over $1 billion.
My God.
So, you know, it's funny. I won't enter lottos if it's only like 5 million.
Yeah.
I have to wait till it's the big one. So I take $20 that I've been accumulating over the year, and I put it all in there, and I do quick picks. And I thought, well, you know, this time, I'm going to do $10 in quick picks, because they show that the average is a quick pick gets it as much as somebody picking their own numbers. And then I'm going to do 10 just numbers that I pick randomly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not randomly, it'd be like birthdays. You know, I don't know, just dates of things. Now, I didn't realize, I mean, I realized, but I didn't realize how much. Somebody, if you get 5 of the numbers, you can win like $3 or $4 million.
Wow.
Yeah. You don't get the big enchilada, but you do get, you know, a few million.
That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, okay, so you win like $3 million. If you won $3 million, would I see you on Monday?
Yeah, I would. It's only, $3 million is like, it sounds like a lot, but I have a whole life ahead of me.
That's right, and they take like half.
Yeah, and they take like half. I just invest it, honestly. Maybe buy a house. I'd buy a house.
Yeah, but then you'd still be here.
Yeah, I'd still be here.
I'd have to be nicer to you, though. Oh, Carl, I'm sorry. Pound sand. I wonder how many. Oh my gosh. I tell you what, though. I win the billion.
Out of here.
Everybody gets new cars.
That'd be nice.
Everybody here at the station that works for me.
Aww.
All the sales, HR, all of you guys, you can go out and pick a car of your choice up to $100,000.
Goodness gracious.
No, up to $100,000. Or you could get a $50,000 car and get $50,000.
What if I got a Prius? Could I get the difference?
You get the difference. For a Prius? No. 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 In fact, that Prius, you're on your own. No, of course not. Anybody, you know, everybody gets a new car, and whatever's left over, you get in cash.
Nice.
Unless you'd rather just have the money.
I don't know.
No. Hey, and you know what? I win $1 billion. That means I take like $600 million home, right? I'm going to build the jail for Shasta County.
You could do that.
I could do that. I'll put $60 million into it that day in a interest-bearing account until they can get their crap together on this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from this break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank. Been in the business here for 15 years. 15 years. It's just hard to believe that. But it is truly a community bank. They can say that because it's a local board of directors, locally owned here. They've got four branches, one in Red Bluff, and two right here in town, one right down the street here at 1845 California Street, and the main branch over in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and a new branch down on Ventura Street in Anderson. They've been helping move people's dreams forward since the day they opened. And we do business with them. We have accounts at Cornerstone. We're very happy there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com, and we'll be right back.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos, providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience. It's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. 7:19 in the morning here on the 27th of July. And I can just tell you right now, it's going to be 107 today, so buckle up, kids. At least the winds are going to be calm, so be careful out there. Dress in loose clothing. Stay out of the sun if you can. Hydrate. This portion of the show brought to you by Avelo Airlines. You can fly directly to Las Vegas with Avelo Airlines from Redding. The flight currently flies on Fridays and Mondays with tickets starting as low as $39 one way. Plus, if you get on their mailing list, they send you things weekly. 50% off here, 50% off there. Great deals with Avelo Airlines. You must book direct at Avelo, A-V-E-L-O, air.com. We just talked about me building a jail when I win the $1 billion lotto for the county. That'll be my going away present to California.
Your passion project?
It's my passion project. Except if I build it, they've got to name it Shasta County Home for Wayward Children.
The plaque.
It's got to be a neon light. It's got to be a neon light. Shasta County Home for Recalcitrant Trolls. Yeah. And they say, well, wait a minute, you can't do that. Well, yeah, I can't. If you want a jail, you want $65 million for me just to throw in there for the jail. I want to have something on there that's amusing. But speaking of the jail, back in May, the supervisors allocated $25 million of the $35 million from the American Recovery Plan, and it's going to go for the construction of a jail. And now they've pulled the trigger on getting it started. They've just contracted with Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto Architects to do preliminary design work on a new jail and rehabilitation center. The county is paying the Melberg company, Nichols Melberg, $50,000 for the services. They're going to draw up designs for either expanding the current jail site on West Street, in other words, put another jail next to the one we have, or creating a new jail at a yet to be determined site. That happened. That decision was made. What's today? Wednesday? Yesterday. Supervisors on August 16th are expected to weigh in on what they want to see in a new jail and rehabilitation center. Now, a lot of people, when we did that last bond, trying to pass a city sales tax, just went down in flames. I mean, it was crisp before it hit the deck because it was very confusing. It had so many things happening in connection with this jail, and people said very clearly, we want a jail. I don't want this. I don't want that. I want a jail. I want a jail that you can put bad guys into. But as Les Baugh points out, and something that we've been standing by and Sheriff Johnson is standing by, you got to have a rehabilitation portion of that because you just can't keep arresting them, letting them spend their time in jail, and then arresting them again because they come out of there, they're still on, they go to drugs right away, or they don't have jobs and blah, blah, blah. The jail is going to cost $100 to $125 million for the new jail. And the jail facility, this was Matt Pontes, the last CEO, said it could be built with a combination of county general fund dollars, state and federal funds, and possibly bail fund or bond funds. But the big thing is we've got to pull the trigger. Let's get it designed. Let's get it down in there. We can put a rehabilitation center in there, and we've got the people to do it. We've got so many organizations around here, drug and alcohol. We can train them for jobs for the people that want to. If they don't want to, though, we got to have enough room to keep them there. And Chief Schuler said, we've got like 500 just bad guys. And if you could take these 500 off the streets, our crime, most of these problems would just go away. Car theft, burglaries, cars being broken into, houses being broken into, all of this could be ended. Well, it'll never be ended. But it could really be negated by having a new jail. So, congratulations to the Board of Supervisors. It was a 5-0 vote, by the way, to do this, including the rehabilitation part. As Baugh said, the question of whether or not it will contain some type of rehabilitation was answered by a 5-0 vote. The question put to the board is, what are the most valuable rehabilitation elements? There is zero doubt that without rehabilitation, we will continue to put them on the streets after they serve their time. Okay, and Les Ball is right. And, you know, he's listening to Mike Johnson and other people who have all said the same thing. You can't just put them in jail. There's got to be something in there that if you can just take 10% of them at a time and get them off the streets, get them off the alcohol, off the drugs, and into some kind of productive life. And it's the funny thing is also tied into this is housing. Now, that isn't part of the jail, but housing for people out there that are trying to turn their lives around. And, you know, you can, you know, they pay, maybe that's part of it is a Social Security or a SSI that they pay to have a place, a small place, you know, these little houses. But they use that as a base, you know, for their jobs and moving forward until they can move on to something else. I know. I'm sounding like Pollyanna here. But, no, I think that's the only way it's going to work, and I congratulate him finally for getting it started. Okay. The other, you know, a lot of different things are happening here in Redding. The other thing is, and we've talked about this before, too, that, and I tie it directly to the border being so wide open. The number of Shasta County had a record number of fentanyl overdose deaths in 2021. Now, we're just like everywhere else in the United States. That fentanyl killed 40 people last year, almost six times as many people who died from fentanyl overdose in 2020. People in age groups 25 to 34 were most affected. But as you know, we've had the mother of that 13-year-old who was given a pure fentanyl pill and was told it was a Percocet, and the kid died. The Shasta County DA's office charged the 19-year-old who sold it to him, who knew it was fentanyl, with murder. One of the first times that's happened in the United States. And so the thing is, if the pace continues, Shasta County could see 10 or more times the number of deaths this year from fentanyl compared to 2020. But, you know, and you look at alcohol poisonings and illnesses. You had 77 people die from that, too. The majority of this were older, 45 to 74. It's substance abuse. There's what it is. They spoke of trying to make, naloxone, a medicine that rapidly reverses an opioid overdose. I thought it was called something else.
I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. It's like the nose spray.
Yeah, but I thought it was called like Narcan or something like that.
Actually, yeah, no, it is called like.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was called. And the police carry it. EMS people carry it. Mm-hmm. You know, some people, it's probably not a bad idea to carry it yourself because
it's
the thing about fentanyl is they go in to bust a house and mm-hmm. the fentanyl's loose in there.
Yeah, and they breathe it in.
They breathe it or it just gets on their skin.
Yeah, I've seen it.
They've had to Narcan themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, the nose spray and it saves lives. So anyway, this is a disturbing trend, and again, I'll go back. And this, my editorializing this is that the border is so open that you're starting to see fentanyl seizures of enough fentanyl to kill everybody in the United States in a car. You know, it's just loaded with fentanyl pills in trucks and people bringing it across because they get across the border so easily. If you figure they catch that much of it, how much of it is making it across the border? You know, it's a proven fact that they're using illegals. Part of their way of getting them across the border is they're using them as mules to bring drugs across. They get across. They get picked up by the, you know, by the coyote on the other side. And they strip them of the drugs, and they do one of two things. Either they drive them out to wherever they're going, or they just leave them there. But they're using them to get the drugs across the border. And not just the illegals coming across, but cars, trucks, vans, you name it. And it's pouring across the border because we don't control the border. Thank you, President Biden. This portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's dish premier local retailer. And it's not the 800 number, it's a local guy. Providing our area with the best value, service, and technology and TV for how long? 30 years. That's right. Doug Tooley started this business 30 years ago. He is the virtuoso of dish. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local guy. Call Doug. It's a veteran-owned business. He knows what he's doing. He's got special deals. I can't even go into all of them because I may miss, you know, part of it. But great deals for you. If you want to use Dish, we've used Dish for 10 years. Had nothing but success with it. It's a great service, but it's better when you use Doug Tooley. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474. B&T Satellite. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning, 7:35 in the morning, 75 degrees out there, going up to 106 today, 106. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, been in the business for several decades. Kenny family started that business, and they have just been very successful because of their customer service. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friends, but it's the customer service that makes the difference, and Shasta Gas Propane hits that one out of the park. They have discounts for seniors and discounts for veterans, and they treat their customers like friends. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. The cooling centers here in Reading are at the Good News Rescue Mission, the Mount Shasta Mall, and also the Reading Library. And they're, and as I said earlier, they're extending the Reading Library hours till 9 o'clock at night. If you're down in Anderson, it's at the Anderson Library, the Cottonwood Community Library. And if you're a senior, the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. 114 degrees. Wow. I wonder about, a recession is 2 quarters in a row where it's negative growth, and yet the White House is saying it's not. And somehow the definition that has existed forever is being changed by the White House. And I thought to myself, has President Biden ever had a job? You know, we're hitting with inflation, gas prices, it's just, food problems, water problems, fire problems, Ukraine problems, Russian problems, Chinese problems, everything. I mean, he's got the lowest marks of approval in modern times. Yeah. Even less than Carter. So I thought, well, what has Joe ever had, like, run a business or anything like that? And I just, I just went back and I went to the children's version of the Britannica, World Books. Yeah, it's easier for me. And it appears that when he graduated from law school in 1968, after he got married, that he went back and he got into it to be an attorney for like a year. And then he started serving on the county council from 70 to 72. And at 72, he was elected to the U.S. Senate at the age of 29, fifth youngest senator in history. He had a tragedy in his life when his wife and infant daughter were killed in a car accident. His two sons were seriously injured. Biden was persuaded, though. He talked about suspending his political career, but was persuaded to join the Senate in 1973 and went on to win a re-election 6 times. He got remarried, and then he stayed in the Senate until he ran for vice president. And after they had won the election, he then resigned from the Senate. He had won re-election that year for the U.S. Senate. Why is it if you're running for something that you can still run for the other one too? Just in case, I guess. Then he resigned from the Senate. So I guess after then, of course, he was vice president until 2020. And in 2016. So I wonder if we then under in 2016, of course, Donald Trump won, And then, I don't know. It doesn't show what he did for 4 years there, except that they did establish the Biden Foundation, he and his wife. He remained active in politics, but it didn't say like he ran any business. And there ought to be something that if you're going to run for president, you've got to have at least had a job or run something where you had to write checks to people. Or serve in the military, or something that, I mean, that, you know, when you've been in politics your whole life, I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. You become insulated, especially if you're a senator. I mean, free gas, free flights, the taxpayers pay for everybody that's helping you. You're making obviously lots of money because nobody goes into elected life and doesn't come out a lot better, you know, at that national level, maybe even the state level, but especially the national level. And so when he talks about, I feel your pain, he doesn't feel our pain. How could he? He's never had to feel that pain. And, you know, when gas was $5.60 a gallon or $6 a gallon or $7 in some places, he didn't feel that pain. I mean, how could he? His gas has been provided by us, the taxpayers. His planes, his parties, his food, his lodging, everything is provided by us. I guess if he wants to have like Netflix, he probably pays for Netflix. Maybe he pays for Netflix. I doubt it. I doubt that too. But, you know, it's not just him. It's anybody that's president, all that happens. I mean, it's like an uncle you're not real proud of, but you're supporting him for everything he does. But to me, when all you've done is be in the political spectrum, that no matter how hard you try, and I don't think he tried that hard, or most of them try that hard, they are special. They are so special. So when they say to me, I feel your pain, I absolutely don't believe it, not for a second. They don't feel my pain. Do you feel your car gas totally now, or do you just put like 20?
I mean, I'm gonna have to drive, but I'm gonna spend the money eventually. So I just fill it up, like,
whoa,
as much as possible.
Well, at least it's down to $4.
It still cost me like $94 to fill my car from like an empty tank. I don't know.
$94.
$94, and I think it's like 16 gallons.
$94.
And that's cheap gas.
Well, yeah. Well, the term cheap.
Well, it's all relative.
It's relative.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. At 8 o'clock, we have Ukrainians coming in here, local Ukrainians who have been in touch with Ukraine. And we're talking about some of the things that are going on over in Ukraine, but then some of the things that are being planned for here to help Ukrainian people. And also an event that's going to happen in August that deals with Ukraine right here in town that doesn't cost you anything. And I think you'll have a good time. So this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry on 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great people. There. They have just an outstanding selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Everything from estate jewelry to Native American to, all the baubles and diamonds and watches and all those kind of things. And then specially designed pieces right there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. If you got something you want to talk about, give us a call. This portion of the show brought to you by Minuteman Press. Hey, if you need something printed, business cards, invitations, all those kind of things, shirts, don't go online. Do yourself a favor. Call Steve Clark over at Minuteman Press at 530-221-0400. They've done shirts for us here, cards, all types of stuff. They do great work very quickly. And it's local. They're located at 2900 Innsbruck Drive in Reading, or you can give them a call at 530-221-0400. Okay. The Democrats have said that they want to they're pushing a bill right now to impose 18-year term limits on Supreme Court justices because, oh my God, Supreme Court justices are bad, and they're bad because Republicans have nominated them. Now, this is just simply, again, this was when we have Supreme Court justices on there that they don't like because the Democrats under Harry Reid changed the rules and said, oh, you don't have to have 60 votes. You have to have 50 plus one. So they can impose something on judges. Well, then McConnell said, okay, we'll do that. We'll do that for Supreme Court justices. And that's what they did. Now, term limits for Supreme Court justices, maybe not a bad idea. But I can't get behind this one unless they add to it. How about term limits for all elected senators and congressmen? Because you see, some of the people that are pushing this have been in Congress for like 25, 26 years. If you want to have term limits for Supreme Court justices, have term limits on congressmen, congresswomen. Nancy Pelosi would have been gone years ago if there had been term limits. She probably wouldn't be as rich as she is because her husband, you know, makes those just outstanding deals by buying stock that, you know, Congress votes on later. I'm sure it has nothing to do with it, though. I'm sure there's no insider trading going on in there. So if you're going to have term limits, okay, have term limits on everybody. I can get behind that. Back in town, Costco on Bocelli is going to open in Redding in November. Now, it's one of the six cities where Costco will celebrate a grand opening in November. The others are in Ankeny, Iowa, Athens, Georgia, Liberty Township, Ohio, Logan, Utah, and University City, Missouri. So I think it's going to be about 152,000 square feet. It's going to have gas stations. It's going to have 20 fueling positions with the ability to expand to 30. Costco, the brand new store. Now, the question is, what do you do with the old Costco store?
Are they going to keep it, or are they planning on?
I'm sure they'll sell it. I mean, but then what goes into the Costco store? All right. What could go in that old Costco store? Could you rehabilitate it for a jail?
No.
I think you'd have to, you know, because so many things
like
have to be done.
Storage
to
center. Down. Storage center.
Maybe a warehouse of some kind.
Yeah.
Or think about this. A giant country western bar. Just think outside the box. Have you ever been to Gilly's or any of those down in Texas?
I haven't.
They're huge.
Really?
They're huge. And, you know, you've got like two or three bands going, you got huge dance floors, bars, separate bars. I mean, even if you didn't use all of it.
Yeah.
And so you have something that you can put 2,000-3,000 people in at a time.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is, I don't know if there's enough security officers
in
Redding. I don't know if there's enough security in Redding, in Shasta County, maybe even Tehama County, if you got them all, to try and keep order and something like that. We just don't have a good record up here in Redding or Shasta County of being able to control our places where there's booze and dancing.
Yep.
They had a real big one in Albuquerque. And they used to have their, you know, this was years ago. I mean, back in the 80s.
Yeah.
When I'd go to it. And they had their problems with, you know, fighting. But you didn't have the drug problems. And you didn't have people shooting each other out there in the parking lots and that. But there were fights.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that owned the place made a rule. You cannot wear your hat into the building. I know. Is that funny?
Why is that?
He said he took me to everybody leave their hats in their cars. If you want to wear a hat, you're not coming in here. And the fights dropped like 50%.
Huh.
Isn't that weird?
That's crazy.
I know. That's weird. What is it about? I see by your hat that you are a cowboy. What? You know? Oh, okay. A sheriff up in Idaho, in a county in Idaho, about as far away from the Mexican border that you can get, the southern border that you can get, is being overrun by fentanyl and drugs. And it kind of had something to do with what we were just talking about here, right here in River City, having a, you know, setting a new record on the amount of fentanyl overdose deaths. Because, you know, it just takes a small amount. You know, if somebody, it is so potent that it can kill you like that. But he's got a crisis up there, and that they're being overrun by cartel that are just pushing this stuff through here. And he says, you know, we don't have enough people. You've got along the border two more counties declared an invasion in their counties along the border with people coming across. The Biden administration has done nothing or very little. Mr. Mayorkas, who is the head of Department of Homeland Security, and I giggle when I hear that and the things he says, who says the border situation is under control and the people working the border, the U.S. Border Patrol, pushing back, saying there's no way this is under control. When you have close to 900,000 getaways or gotaways, when the Biden administration is thinking about issuing ID cards so they can identify, but they can then get all the services easier, that we're flying them into different places or busing them into different places, that the border, the towns along the border are totally, you know, their infrastructure is collapsing because the number of illegals are coming across the border. And then the guy says, oh, no, the border's pretty secure. It's secure. What's his, you know, definition of secure? And it just isn't getting any better. I'm surprised, and maybe we have. Maybe we have had a couple of, who knows, have we had any fly in? Do we have a busload coming in? Are there churches that we don't know about right here in Reading that are taking illegals that have been brought into our area?
Probably.
Well, you know who would, I'm sure the city would know about that. I'm sure the police would know about that.
Yeah.
It comes on, we'll ask. The last thing I want to mention, and I hate mentioning this, I really do. Biden, or Hunter Biden, everything that was said, I mean, it was, you could almost say it was collusion by national media, which is why national media's numbers have tanked as far as people trusting national media, TV and newspapers. And they kept saying it was disinformation. That wasn't a real computer. Well, it was a real computer. And it was his computer. And the more things they open up, the worse it gets. Yet we're not hearing anything. When the attorney general was on in an interview, not once was he asked, or not once did he mention Hunter Biden and the things that are going on with this. Yet his response, Merrick Garland's response, was, oh, yeah, we can still prosecute Trump no matter what. So, anyway, when we come back, we have our Ukrainian friends just walked in, and we're going to talk to them about what's going on in Ukraine. You know, this war's been going on almost 6 months there. At first, it was everybody's attention, everybody, oh, we stand with Ukraine and all this. Well, that's kind of taken a back burner to everything else that's happened in the last 6 months here. Inflation, gas prices, all those things. But it's probably time to bring them back and talk about the what's happening in Ukraine. They still need assistance. They still need assistance in things like medical and hygiene and all these, you know, hygienic products that can go on over there. And there's many places you can help, and you can help by donating. Well, we'll talk about that when we get back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. After 5 days in COVID isolation, looks like President Biden is good to go. The White House says he has now tested negative for COVID-19. Former President Trump, reportedly a target of the Biden Justice Department criminal investigation of alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. The Washington Post reports that prosecutors have questioned witnesses about conversations with Mr. Trump and members of his inner circle. The Federal Reserve today expected to announce a significant 0.75 point hike in its key interest rate in a bid to beat back inflation. It's now running at a 40-year high. Still no word on whether House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will visit Taiwan, but the Pentagon taking no chances, drawing up plans just in case she does make the trip.
Officials tell the Associated Press that if Nancy Pelosi flies to Taiwan, the military would likely provide overlapping rings of protection with fighter jets, ships, surveillance, and other military systems in the air and on the ground.
That's correspondent Donna Warder. China cautions Pelosi not to visit the island, warning of a severe response if she does. It is flooding, the likes of which St. Louis and vicinity hasn't seen in a very long time, if ever. Rainfall of historic proportions early yesterday.
Upwards of 10, 11, 12 inches fell within just a short period of time, generally 6 to 8 hours. And that type of rain over an urban metro area is never good. And so, unfortunately, there were some catastrophic flash flooding.
Zach Taylor at the National Weather Service, along with widespread property damage, at least one death is blamed on the severe weather. Stocks higher on Wall Street this hour. The Dow's up 148 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index ahead 280 points, and the S&P is better by 53. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Charlie Dombeck here from Key City Capital. As a practicing CPA for nearly 30 years, I have found that 80% of your ability to grow your wealth is dependent upon two factors, taxes and investment performance. At Key City Capital, we improve investment performance by diversifying capital into off-market investment opportunities in passive rental real estate and alternatives like asset-backed lending. We recover dollars that clients unnecessarily pay in the form of income taxes, creating a lifetime annuity of savings. We are a sponsor of passive, affordable single and multifamily residential rental investments, which are located in Sunbelt landlord-friendly states. These investments are the top choices in a rising interest rate and inflationary environment. They represent a store of value, protecting your capital from market volatility. Learn how we at Key City Capital can help you ultimately grow your wealth rapidly. Connect with me at keycitycapital.com or give me a call at 817-912-1569.
Dangers such as mined waters are slowing attempts to ship grain from Ukraine to a hungry world.
Shipping companies are not rushing to export millions of tons of trapped grain out of Ukraine, despite a breakthrough deal to provide safe corridors through the Black Sea. That's because explosive mines are still drifting in the waters. Ship owners are assessing the risks, and many still have questions over how the deal will unfold. The goal is, within 3 months, to get some 20 million tons of grain out of three Ukrainian seaports blocked by Russia's February 24 invasion. That provides time for about 4 to 5 large bulk carriers per day to transport grain to millions of impoverished people worldwide who are facing hunger. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 1,000 Lufthansa flights canceled today, a strike by the airline's German ground staff. Townhall.com. Pursuing a climate change agenda, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reportedly looking to limit the use of fertilizer.
The same plan led to a revolt of Dutch farmers and the overthrow of the Sri Lankan president after the farming industry was destroyed. According to the Toronto Sun, the Trudeau government is demanding a massive reduction in emissions, which farmers say will result in less food being produced at a time when the world needs it most. Trudeau says farmers need to devise new ways to grow sustainable food, even though the fertilizer reduction will reduce the amount of food produced, increase the price of food available, and possibly run farmers out of business. Brian Lilly, the Toronto Sun's political columnist, called the Trudeau plan mind-boggling. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Wall Street's higher ahead of the Fed action on interest rates later today. Right now, the Dow up 185 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie. Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, it is. It's hump day. It's Wednesday. It is the 27th of July, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Liam's got the weather.
Alrighty. So today we have a high of 107. Tonight a low of 74. Thursday we have a high of 113. Thursday night a low of 76. Friday a high of 112. There's an excessive heat warning Thursday through Friday. Friday night a low of 77. Saturday high of 109. Saturday night 77. And Sunday 105.
Okay. And, do we have how hot it is, you know, by any chance?
I don't have it.
Okay. We should always have that.
Yeah, I'll start,
someplace.
I'll start pulling it up.
Okay. But now, on Tuesday, it's going to get down to
99,
maybe. It says that, but when you're downtown, it's never, when it's like this, it never gets under 100. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that treats their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. There's really good people down there. 530-365-3793. Several months ago, we had our guest on, and talking, you know, after Russia invaded Ukraine. So I'm going to let you introduce yourselves, since I have a tendency just to totally mispronounce. So introduce yourselves here.
Alexander Lyashenko.
And
Andrei Lyashenko.
Okay. Husband, wife. And tell us a little bit about yourself. How you got here and to Reading.
2007, we sort of migrated to the U.S. Uh-huh. We lived in Massachusetts first. I think we lived there 9 years.
Uh-huh.
And then lots of things happened. We would not stop on them. Andre found a job in San Francisco 2020, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
2019.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I was working remotely, so that's...
Mm-hmm. You were working what?
I was working remotely, so we lived in Massachusetts, and I was working in a company in San Francisco.
Okay, now you're a software engineer.
Yes.
Okay, so that makes things just a little bit easier. Okay. All right, so then in 2019, you moved out to San Francisco, or not?
At that time, I was in Lviv, in the west of Ukraine, with my kids for family trip.
Yeah.
And we had really wanted to reconnect with Daddy, who had been, you know, navigating from one business trip to another, finally landing this job in San Francisco, again, working remotely.
Uh-huh.
And after the lockdown, after the borders, you know, opened a bit to leave Ukraine safely, with no test, no vaccinations at that time, we reunited and landed in Dublin, California, in Bay Area.
Okay. And then?
The rent was so high. The 585 highway was so loud that we started looking for a home to buy because we rented there.
Uh-huh.
And we love this wonderful house in Sunrise Drive.
And so because you can do a lot of your work remotely.
Yeah, I do that stuff remotely, and sometimes I work as contractor for some other companies, but really I can spend 100% of time at home, so if necessary.
Okay, so you found home up here.
Yes.
And where is that?
Sunrise Drive.
Sunrise
Drive? Next to Shasta Lake City.
Oh, okay.
Up north.
All right.
So how do you compare California or United States with Ukraine?
Massachusetts climate is very close, mm-hmm. very close. So we had four seasons. Here is very specific, but the spirit is different, and the spirit is more close to Ukraine, to that of Ukrainian. Massachusetts people are different. I don't want to talk about it. But here
we felt a bit different.
Mountains are beautiful. People seem friendlier here.
Uh-huh. And you don't get the winters that you had.
We don't want the winters. We don't want to shovel our driveway anymore.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, a few years ago, maybe before you came, we had Snowmageddon here. And for us, the amount of snow that we saw that one day paralyzed our town. I mean, just paralyzed our town. But that's something you saw every day back in, or all through the winter, I'm sure, back in Ukraine, but then in Massachusetts too. So, yeah, we still have trees that are down on the ground from Snowmageddon. The city hasn't cut up. Okay. And then around 6 months ago, Russia invaded Ukraine. There was warnings. People said, well, you know, they're here on the border. It keeps building up. But, you know, frankly, I don't think most people believe that Russia would invade another country. And yet they did. What happened then? I mean, obviously you have family back there.
I don't, but Andrei has.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Yes, actually, yeah, just a small correction. What Russia really invaded Ukraine 8 years ago. Then they invaded eastern parts of Ukraine, Luhansk and Donetsk. It's more, less or more like official statement from everybody. And
okay, is that near? I mean, because they're fighting in certain regions more than others, I think. See, most of us here know that, you know, the Russians are pushing in from the east, going down to the south, heading for Odessa and trying to get down into the ports and all this. But is your family in danger? I mean, they're all in danger,
yeah, all
but
in
you
danger,
know what I
yeah.
mean. But
that places in Ukraine, Lviv and Chernivtsi, is not shelled as much as any other places. And again, so my sister spent about 3 weeks in Europe and she returned back to Ukraine.
Well, I read that they're saying about half the refugees that left have returned to Ukraine.
Yes.
And and are trying to get their lives back together, or they join the army and to get back.
That's the two sides to that. Army, actually, a lot of young men still in Ukraine.
They didn't leave.
We didn't allow to leave. So that,
okay.
That's important piece because there are like full mobilization in Ukraine. And but some people are trying to return and rebuild as well as return back to keep economy of Ukraine up and running, because at that point it's very, very big problem. Ukrainian people really exhausted as financially as morally, and they really trying to rebuild that their life under current circumstances.
Now the I'm going to take an early break here because I want to go back and talk about it's to me it's really a strange war that's going on there. I've been in war, and I've seen the Russians in war, and it just seems like a strange war because, you know, of various things that are happening. And I want to talk about one of those when we get back. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. Being a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, that was founded in 1910, an association of businesses organized to improve the business climate and contribute to the economic health of its membership. So becoming a member of the Chamber of Commerce, it will help strengthen the chamber, and there's hundreds of businesses that are in the Chamber of Commerce. You know, they no longer endorse candidates. Their mission now is to let everybody know this is who the candidate is. They host forums. They're going to be hosting forums here in September, October for the city council and for the county supervisor positions.
For more information, though, and to see how you can join the Chamber of Commerce, is give them a call at 530-225-4433, or just stop down at 1321 Butte Street, Suite 100 in downtown Reading. It's like if I didn't have buildings in the way, I could see it right now. Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 27th of July, Wednesday, About 80 degrees, going up to 106 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility, the highest rated hospital by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. All here in our community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. I'm here with my Ukrainian friends, and we're talking about how they got here and, you know, from Ukraine and started in Massachusetts and ended up out here through – they hit San Francisco first and decided, okay, maybe we should try and find another place, and they ended up here. 5 days – or 5 months and 4 days ago, Russia came across the border, and as I said earlier, it's been a kind of a strange war. We know that Russia has the military might to put thousands and thousands of tanks and artillery into Ukraine, which it hasn't done. The world stood up and said, you know, put sanctions on them and everything. Not that it seems like it's worked. One of the reasons, of course, is Russia controls natural gas and fuel supplies going into Europe. But there are other things that happen there. The Ukraine is like the breadbasket of Europe for the amount of grain they produce. And so that has caused a problem in getting the grain out. But they just finally – and this is what I mean. It's kind of a strange war going on because they made an announcement that they were going to be able to export millions of tons of grain trapped in Ukraine because they had a deal to provide safe corridors through the Black Sea, and because mines are out there and ship owners are a little concerned about that. But as you said, they can clear those corridors. Unfortunately, though, the goal, not unfortunately, was to get 20 million tons of grain out of three Ukrainian seaports. And Odessa, one of the main ports in Ukraine, was one of those. And only hours after signing the agreement, the Russians, they then shelled and rocketed Odessa. So you've got ship owners who are having some problems with this, saying, well, if I bring my ship in there, am I going to have a ship? You know, and the insurers for all these things. Plus the fact they're concerned is that the Russians who are moving grain and fertilizer, and we could be caught, and their ships could be seized because of sanctions. And so, again, it's kind of a mess. But just when you think something is going to happen to kind of alleviate food concerns they have in Africa, because this is going to have a huge impact on many people in the world. I mean, we're talking about starvation here. So, comments?
Yeah, especially in Africa. So it's really breadbasket for Africa and for Middle East. So Ukraine exports about 70, maybe up to 80% of all grain into that regions. And that was main food supplier, as well as, in fact, Russia as well. Because Ukraine and Russia very often were competitors on the same markets for grain. And fertilizers is a different story, but for grain it always was something like to divide that markets in Asia and Mid East and in Africa between Ukraine and Russia.
You know, the war has cost... They're saying it's cost the Russians over 50,000 deaths, and that's not counting hundreds, probably hundreds of thousands that were wounded, missing, all these. How is it, the Ukrainian army, which is getting more and more armament, to be able to try and fight back? When you talk to your family, what's the morale like there? I mean, are they like, oh, it's just a matter of time, or is it, no, we're going to fight here, they're not going to take our country?
The morale is growing stronger and stronger, something that Russians probably have never expected, because theirs is going lower. They have nothing to defend. They have no motivation to come to another land What are they fighting for? Ukrainians are defending their land. Capital letters, land.
You have two breakaway provinces there. That started, it's kind of like that's what started this whole thing.
Let me correct you, occupied. We don't call them break.
Breakaway.
We call them occupied.
Okay, okay.
So, and in fact, we were occupied 8 years ago by Russian forces or by Russian-backed forces that were organized in that territories. It's not something that happened out of nothing on that territories. Russia really invested a lot of as military forces as money to occupy that territories 8 years ago after we did that to Crimea.
Now, Russians have made it real clear that their whole mission in life is to overthrow the Zelensky government, and if they can, capture him. Zelensky was not a lifelong politician. He was a television star.
Maybe not, but everybody testifies it that he was a born leader, even on the stage. He is a great team leader.
Uh-huh.
So probably it's his star hour, I don't know how to say it in English. It's his peak time, his limelight, to show that. They say that he's very strict. He's a great team leader, and we can see that in his speeches, in his morale, in his spirit. It's clearly felt.
Yeah, he was offered a way out early on.
And he said, no, nope. I don't need a ride.
I need more ammo.
Yes.
Your family, who is not in that area that's getting shelled a lot, what's their life like on a daily basis?
Oh, actually, after war started, we shelled Lviv region very heavily, and we do that this time as well. Last 2 months or so, we do that every single weekend. That's where goal. We do that really on weekends. And my sister, I spoke to my sister a couple of times. She really spent 3-4 times a night on weekends in bomb shelters.
Oh, okay.
His mom, while receiving his congratulations, happy Mother's Day, my mother-in-law was in bomb shelter on Mother's Day.
Wow. See, Americans have, you know, not counting the Civil War, we've never experienced war on our own land. We never have. We have fought wars in other countries since we began this our nation here. But we have never had to worry about spending Mother's Day in a bomb shelter. And it's very hard for people to, you know, get their arms around this. But the fact is that even in areas that aren't being under heavy attack daily, their lives have changed because they never know when something like this is going to happen.
Yes, airstrike alerts are running like almost every day, and very heavily we shell cities. And actually, even in Lviv region, we are trying to shell some logistics centers. As I said, every weekend we do that extremely actively, and usually on weekends it's from 40 to 50 caliber missiles are landing on Ukraine territory from Russia.
Now, where is Kharkiv?
Kharkiv.
Where is now? Do you have people around that in Kharkiv? No, because it says here that they're averaging 4 or 5 airstrikes a night
every day. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and we use heavy artillery to shell Kharkiv. It's very close to Russian border. It's about 15 miles from Russian border. And all eastern parts of Kharkiv are totaled by a very heavy shell by Russian army every single day.
Is the so what about things like food and water, just things that, you know water especially, but food and water, medical, all of that. What's going on with that?
In eastern region, its water supplies are usually artificial. It's a lot of canals built like 50, 70 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And in eastern region, that's a very big problem. In the rest of part of Ukraine, food and water supply actually At that point, Europe helps a lot, and Ukraine is trying to export almond food, so it's a very, very interesting situation.
You have grain.
Yeah, we have grain, and but not only grain, it's Ukraine really growing like all everything on almond territories. It's self-sustaining, so it can support itself, but without war, of course.
Without war.
But so small supplies comes from Europe very actively, and that works very well. Some other problems, we can talk about that later.
Okay. What about hospitals? And, you know, a nation that large anyway, without a war going on, they obviously have hospitals and doctors and all this. Well, now I can imagine, I could be wrong and you can tell me this, that probably a lot of their medical support is aimed at supporting the fighters.
That's true. Actually, at that point, official report says what 118 hospitals are totaled in Ukraine, grounded by Russian artillery.
Wait a minute, 118 hospitals have been destroyed by the
Russians?
Yeah. So they've been targeting hospitals, too.
And about 600 were damaged.
Okay.
So, but problem with hospitals and medical supplies, priority shifted dramatically.
That's why we are starting our new Save Chico project. And please, dear residents of Anderson, Reading, Shasta Lake City, all nearby cities of Shasta County, remember these names. ShastaForUkraine.org. And my Facebook group page is Shasta for Ukraine, Reading, California. We are launching this project to help Ukraine in real deeds, right
okay.
now.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about that. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that's been there for about 30 years. It's a great place. It's the only place I've had my hair cut since moving to Reading 15 years ago. I'm very happy with the people in there and the haircuts I get. They work by appointments, so you can make an appointment and walk in and get your haircut, walk out. No waiting. Tim and Logan have they give great haircuts. And they have a rule. No politics or religion. So there's no real big arguments in there unless it's about who can drive the ball further on the golf course. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And, of course, in the Cypress Square Shopping Center off Athens, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. The price of gas and diesel is crippling budgets of North State families, farms, and small businesses. California's taxes and fees add about $1.12 to the price of every gallon. The Biden administration's policy of canceling the Keystone Pipeline has made problems worse, as well as the stoppage of lease sales on federal lands and permits, and enacting even more choking regulations. Result? Prices skyrocketing while Biden asks Saudi Arabia for more foreign oil. We will keep working in Congress for common sense solutions to reduce costs and make us energy independent by using the plentiful energy sources available right here in North America. My office exists to serve you. My website is lamalfa.house.gov, or go to my Facebook under Rep. LaMalfa for the latest updates, where you can also take my poll on American energy. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Thanks for listening. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. to 212121 or on the web river-commons.com.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, featuring new and existing vendors. Memory Lane is open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and features furniture, jewelry, sports memorabilia, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, along with hand-carved decor, pictures and paintings, and so much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center. The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:36 in the morning here on Wednesday, the 27th of July. About 80 degrees and rising today. Be careful out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst over there is a true artist when it comes to repairing windshields. And that little chip you have on there, Linda got a chip on her windshield, and it turned out it wasn't just a chip. It went in deep, and because of that, it could crack at any time. So Jeff fixed that that chip, and you can't even see it on her windshield. He can fix those chips and cracks up to 24 inches in length. He does not take a chance with your safety. Going down for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. It's a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I'm here with our Ukrainian friends, and introduce yourselves again.
Alexandra Lashenko.
Andrei Lashenko.
And you all are citizens of California now, and live in outside the city of Shasta Lake. And when you left, we were talking about an organization that you'd started, a nonprofit to assist the Ukraine, or assist Ukraine. I've gotten away from saying the Ukraine.
Like Thank everybody. You so much.
Well, no, I mean, it's like saying the Montana or something like that, you know. Tell us again about your organization.
Last time we were here with my friends, Andrei was flying to Poland to hand 80 drones to Igor Solovyov, who we have been dealing with, who is sort of official representative of Valery Zaluzhny, who is a commander-in-chief.
Uh-huh.
So this is an official person who we work with. And then Tatiana, who was here in the studio, arrived at an idea. Why don't we make a non-profit? Because you guys cannot get exhausted anymore. It's off your family budget.
Uh-huh.
And this is what happened. We are drained. We can't pay for it anymore, though we would like. So we established ShastaForUkraine.org. We are ready to accept donations and payments, and that's why we're here. We need you guys very much, because right now we started working, like I said before, with Chico, project called SAFE, and I'm sure you're all familiar with that. We will be shipping a cargo of donated medical equipment, items, and supplies. These great people are ready to donate to us. We just need to pay for the shipment. It's going to go from Oakland, California to Gdansk of Poland. And we are ready to go. It's going to be filled in 2 or 2.5 weeks.
And we are trying to avoid any kind of bureaucracy and middlemen between that stuff. We are sending that to Gdansk, and from Gdansk it would be distributed directly to Ukrainian hospitals by our counterparts, by volunteers in Ukraine, as well as part of that supply, whatever is useful on front lines, would go to front lines as well.
Now, we talked to somebody that was over there, that he was a former soldier, and was delivering medical supplies when you were on here before, I believe, didn't we?
Maybe it was Yuri's friend. Maybe it could be. I guess his name is Andre or something.
Yeah, and, but here's, you sent 80 drones over there.
40 from our family.
Oh,
well,
40 drones worth 80,000. I'm so sorry.
Okay, mm-hmm. 40 drones. And I read a lot about that, that the Ukrainian army is using drones very effectively over there in identifying Russian areas so that you all can fight back. So you use drones for targeting, essentially, and finding Russian, the invaders there.
Correct. And the artillery use them very efficiently. They usually use that to correct fire. And at the end, from we reduced the amount of shells required for, like, by standards for, from 5 to 2 for each target on average.
Yeah, because you could see right where they were landing. You can adjust from there. And if, and well, artillery is not a precise weapon. It's called an area weapon. It is still pretty precise. If you know, if you know exactly where the your opponent is, you can dial that in with artillery, so you can cover an area where they're at.
Correct.
And not have to be shooting 20 rounds when you can shoot 4.
And Ukrainian IT society developed software to put all artillery in something like something similar to Uber Drive. So we connect all artillery divisions together, and the divisions see actual targets, because again, so number of drones are in our air all the time, and we see like full picture what's going on, and we can pick up the closest or most valuable target and shell that right away as well, and move out from that spot, because to spot artillery you need to have quite big number of rounds fire from same place, and shot a couple of times and just move out.
Yeah, because what happens then you have counter battery fire.
Correct.
And if you've got Russians who have hundreds of artillery pieces, when we're shooting 5 or 10, you get up, you attach them to the trucks, and off you go to the next spot. No, it's a form of guerrilla warfare that's very effective. You're husbanding your resources while inflicting as much damage as you can. I know people are listening to this right now. They're going, oh my God, this is a war we're talking about, my friends. And now, I'm not going over there to fight. And, I know a number of my friends are not going over there to fight. But things we can do, and this is where the medical supplies come in. What kind of medical supplies are we talking about?
We're talking about helping amputees, because by the pictures I post on my official Shasta for Ukraine, Redding, California, Facebook page, on my personal page, you can see how many people, not including soldiers, civilians, young people, teenagers, kids, elderly people, they end up with torn or ripped limbs. So Janice Walker, a great person from Chico Project, from Save Project from Chico, and I posted it on Shasta for Ukraine, Redding, California group, she is willing to give us all these rehab equipment, like walkers, like wheelchairs, gurneys, filtered water. They have so much, and she is so generous by giving them to us. And I want to let you know, guys, that this is not a one-time project. we are going to have this a non-stopping project because we don't have the victory yet. We need to win, but we need to rebuild and revive our country. So many people have their destinies ruined. We need to help them. We need you right here.
Okay, and your Facebook page is?
Shasta for Ukraine.
Liam, find that.
Ready,
and let's
California.
Put a link on our chat room, and I'm linking it on my Facebook page and all that, too. So, and yesterday I saw the photos that you sent. A teenager, it looked like, and her leg had been ripped from her upper thigh down, and they were had it bandaged, and they were, but again, these are medical supplies that have been gathered already. Now we, as a community, could send a, is it a cargo container? Is it more than that? Is it, what is it?
It would be, first shipment would be a 40-foot container, and
okay.
We would do that from Auckland to...
And how much does that cost to ship?
Between 5 and 10,000
Okay.
Ship.
So, so $10,000 is raised in our community, we can ship that container in our area up here. Yeah, we can ship that container.
Correct.
That's less than 50 cents a person, easily.
Like I said, every dollar counts. And even somebody, I know people have been struggling with gas prices. Luckily, we have seen better news in our gas stations. I mean, me and Andrew, we drive electric cars, but still we feel sorry for those who had to struggle with that and still helping Ukraine, paying taxes. But even $5, even $10, and we will thank you so much. That's why I make these wreaths, door hangers, and headpieces. Right now I'm coming up with a table piece, and I'm very customized. I can customize a wreath for you. And I leave my card for Shasta for Ukraine everywhere I go. Yesterday I was at Pam's bookstore. You probably saw the picture. And she was so happy that I made an advertisement for her. She's making an advertisement for me. So every medical practice I go, I leave my card, and I see people loving my wreaths. So you can, by buying a wreath, you show your support to Ukraine. It goes all to Ukraine, to kids, teenagers, and soldiers of Ukraine that are defending not only Ukraine's democracy and sovereignty. It shields the entire world's security, because if we don't stop, Putin will go further.
Yeah, it's a... you wonder why two other nations joined NATO immediately, and because if he did it in Ukraine, he could just do it someplace else. You gave me a couple of those yesterday, and we'll have them on Facebook today. Linda, when Linda got them, she just she thought they were so great. So attractive, and you can wear them, or you can just put them on your, like you said, it's a wreath for a door. All right, got to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and the SEEK Cultural and Education Center, in partnership with the California Department of Public Health, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading. All brands of COVID-19 vaccines and boosters will be available for kids and adults. Kids must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. There will also be a team of medical professionals and multilingual interpreters on hand at this free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Friday, August 5th from 2 until 7 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church at 2150 Benton Drive in Reading.
Hey, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tomorrow, Trish Clark's going to join me, and we got all types of neat things we're going to be doing. We're here with our Ukrainian friends. We are talking about Shasta for Ukraine. We're talking about what's happening in Ukraine. But then you've got an event coming up next month, August the 24th.
Ukraine celebrates its Independence Day. Since 1991, Ukraine's gained independence, and it celebrated it always on August 24th. That's why using such a great opportunity to be here, me and Andrei, we are inviting everybody to Reading City Hall. August 24th, I know it's a weekday, it's a Wednesday, it is going to be 5:30, and I think we're not going to, you know, do that more than an hour-ish, because I know it's hot, it's still August, we are in the draft season, but we will welcome you cordially. You will see our flags. You might see me selling those wreaths. I'm trying to make them, you know, to be productive. So I will have like a sale, a couple of songs. I will greet you with hugs and lots of smiles, and I'm very grateful to you for supporting me across town, and I feel that. So you are invited. Everybody's invited.
Everybody's invited to this, and it's going to be August 24th at 5:30, and it's going to be down at City Hall. And come down, and it's a way to, this is a nation that, I mean, it's not a perfect nation. Like every nation is not perfect. However, it was an independent nation, and having a very large, powerful neighbor who was looking for a Black Sea ports and wanted to just thought they could just walk in. And and essentially Russia and Putin thumbed their nose at the world with this one. And then, but something happened. Ukrainians fought back. And they've been fighting back. Over this last 5 months and 4 days, over 22,000 Ukrainians have been killed, civilians. Children, elderly, men, women, brothers, sisters, through this war. And what we're looking to do is to share the news at Shasta for Ukraine. And there's a shipping container full of medical supplies to help those who have lost limbs, been injured severely, everything from wheelchairs to gurneys to water to
bandages,
everything. And it's going to cost up to $10,000 to ship that one container. And so we're trying to raise some money. And one of the ways is going to Shasta for Ukraine. Another way is, of course, the if you come down on August 24th, you get a chance to buy some cool things, wreaths and headpieces and stuff that are Ukrainian.
Made with love.
Made with love.
And please, dear Shasta County residents, share my link not only across California and the county, but across America, because we are going nationwide.
The how many would you say Ukrainians are in the United States? I'm not talking about since the war. But do many Ukrainians come to the United States? I mean, I know that's really not a fair question because you're just a couple that, you know, that immigrated legally to our country. And but I mean, do you all stay in touch? I mean, are there Ukrainian organizations in the country?
I had a couple of calls from people who work in IT and migrated after that war started into U.S. And as I can see from tendency, most of immigrants into U.S. have very good education and they are looking for work from very first day here. So they really, it's not... even in Europe as well, so where Europe is filled in with Ukrainian refugees, it's about 10 million roughly refugees in Europe, but they are looking for work from very first day. They don't want to just sit and use supplies or anything.
Government services.
And
Social services, yeah.
You said something, and we've only got a minute left, but you told me about the filtration centers that the Russians put up. They were allowing people to leave Ukraine, but they had to go through Russia to get to any place. And they're called filtration centers where they separate families. what they are doing there is if we did it at the border, it would be a war crime. But they've also, you've had a number of orphans and from orphanages that they've taken that have just disappeared into Russia.
I read on the news that around 20,000 orphans, kids from Mariupol only, were kidnapped to Russia's territory. Ukraine doesn't have a hold of them.
They don't know where
right
they're at.
Now, they don't.
You know, I've seen a picture here from Shasta for Ukraine. It's on Facebook. And this farmer is using a Russian tank. What's he doing with this thing? He's landscaping it.
It's too expensive for him to remove that stuff from his backyard, so he just used that as for landscaping. And that in Bucha, Irpin region, probably from 10 to 20,000 pieces of Russian equipment left, burned out on Ukrainian territory. It's quite a bit of metal, really, so scrap metal.
So he's planting flowers on it. Yeah. Oh, well. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us. And we'll keep reminding people about this and sharing Shasta for Ukraine on Facebook. But also on August 24th at 5:30, take a few minutes, come on down, and stand with Ukraine on this. This is a country far away. And sometimes we have so many problems ourselves here in our country. Trying to figure that out, but another nation in this day and age that invades and doesn't leave, even though the world, pretty much the world, has said,
no,
you don't belong here. Anyway, thank you so much. And, you know, I'm sure the people back home, or back in your former home, appreciate this. I just saw where you got a real great certificate of commendation signed by the chief of the armed forces there for the, you know, for helping them. So thank you very much.
Thank you for inviting us. Please don't forget, Ukraine is here in our hearts, and the war is not over yet. We are here, but we are going stronger every day.
Okay. Thank you. All right, everybody, have a great day. And, you know, when you think about this, think about how blessed